I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you are here with us and have decided to tune into our show this morning. It's going to be a really great show. Our weekly winning word this week is support. Don't you love that word? I love the word support. It actually means to give encouragement and approval to someone or something because you want the person to succeed. And I just love that. And that's what we do at I've Decided. We want to help you succeed in your goals and dreams. And so I have my guest here today. I just thought she would be an awesome guest for this show, Lisa Frederick. She is the founder of Silver Evolutions. Hey, Lisa, thanks for being on the show with me this morning.
Good morning, and thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, all of a sudden, it's just everywhere I look, I'm meeting these awesome people who are very passionate about the aging population. I don't know if God's trying to tell me something or what, but I'm learning and becoming more aware that the resources and the needs in that area, I should say. And I love what you're doing with Silver Evolutions. And so why don't you just tell us a little bit about you and how you created or come up with the idea of Silver Evolutions and kind of just what it's about. What do you do exactly?
I would love to. Just to give you an idea, I spent many years in marketing and account management. And the benefit of that was I had to be very organized. I had to learn how to think on my feet and be creative oftentimes. And I had to be a people person, be able to work with a lot of diverse array of personalities. So in 2017, I actually lost my job because the company was sold and moved to South. And in the back of my mind, I had an idea for starting my own company. And the idea really came from the fact that because I was organized, I was the girl that always got the phone call to move grandma and great aunts, etc. And then I got a call from friends that lived outside of the country. It was a very emotionally charged situation, and they asked if I would help downsize their mother. They couldn't be here. So I stepped in, downsized her, moved her to a retirement community. I did all the legwork for her, got her settled in, and one of the ladies there said, maybe you should think about doing this. So when I lost my job, I had a choice. I could go back to an 8-to-5 job, or I could say a lot of prayers, take a leap of faith, and that's what I did, and I started Silver Evolutions.
I love that. Now you guys know why I fell in love with Lisa right away, because exactly what she just said. She took a leap of faith. She decided to go for it. My kind of girl. That's what I love. And here you are. So when was that?
Late in 2017. You know, and when you take a leap of faith, you know, it's a lot of prayers and a lot of trust. A lot of scary moments, but incredibly rewarding moments too. And that's what I found in my company, Silver Evolutions. I market primarily to the elder community, the aging population. And what I do is they need my help the most because in many circumstances, they need to downsize, whether they want to or whether they need to because of a health crisis. And they're overwhelmed. Anytime you have to downsize or move, it's emotionally and physically challenging. And for them, they've lived in their homes 20, 30, 40 plus years. They have a lot of stuff. I mean, we all have a lot of stuff, but they have a lot of stuff and they don't know where to start. And what I do is I come in and I work with them and sit down and develop a plan for them. I provide general guidance. I bring in some well-vetted individuals to work with me. We help them sort and decide what means the most to them and what it's time to let go of. And then we also help figure out how to let go of those items. You know, whether we need to do an auction, an estate sale, put things out for consignment, a lot of donations, finding out, you know, what touches their heart the most and where they'd like to donate some items, because it makes them feel good to know the items are going to be reused. And then I can also supervise the move. I can also unpack them and help them get set up in their new living arrangement. So we provide support, support for the family, support for the individual that's now facing this choice or this need, you know, in an emotionally stringent time. And we like to see our tagline is we remove the clutter, but not the memories.
Oh, and I know, my mom is 74, and thank the Lord, she's an active 74-year-old, but she loves her stuff. And, you know, I think that is got to be a very emotional time when people really do need support. They knowing what to let go of and what not to, because, you know, you think your kids are going to want it. There's something, you know, my mom's like, you guys need to decide what, you know, everything that you want. And you're thinking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I do the same. You know, my daughter gives me the eye roll. She's like, really? No, I don't want these things. You know, and so it's kind of working with them and being creative and maybe coming up with a legacy box to help them take a portable box of the things that touch their heart the most. You know, and taking pictures of some of their legacy items and making a legacy album for them before those items are passed on, or helping them write down on note cards a little bit about the items that they want to pass on to family. And it's really helping them understand the market, you know. And unfortunately, when you're talking about things like family china, silver, those things, our kids don't want those things. So,
and it's kind of sad, isn't
it? It really is.
You said something, though, that really triggered my thought. I'm like, wait, if I knew, if there was a story behind a glass pitcher that my mom has, like if she, you said you helped them write on note cards information about certain pieces that they might pass down. So like, this picture was your great great grandmother's, and then I don't know if there if I knew the story,
exactly,
might make it a little different.
Well, and pictures are a huge part of that. We all have the old huge bulky family albums, you know, and so it's just being creative and helping them figure out, you know, how to pass on the legacy, write information down, maybe do a coffee table book instead, scan the pictures. Get their grandkids involved, family members involved in the process. So it's just helping them preserve the legacy without preserving the big bulky pieces.
Right. It's giving them the support that they need at a time in their life where they're kind of just transitioning. I think that's awesome what you're doing. We're going to learn more about Lisa here in a few moments when we come back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. So glad that you are here with us. We are talking to Lisa Frederick. Lisa founded Silver Evolutions and really just providing support to the aging population when it's time for them to transition from their maybe their forever home and, you know, that they've lived in for the last 30 or 40 years, and it's time to move to a retirement community, or maybe they're moving in with a family member. You know, I think about my mom. I mean, ultimately, if she's healthy and she's just aging and needs some support, if I can take care of her, I mean, she'll live with us one day. You know, that's what I kind of have envisioned. So she might, you may not be moving into a retirement center, but just moving to a smaller home, or maybe moving in with a relative or someone who is going to be able to give you that support. And Lisa has the means to help with that, which is really awesome. So Lisa, I love the stories. You already got me thinking in the last segment when you were talking about, you know, helping someone write down the story behind some of the pieces that they want to see their family continue to pass down, their legacy pieces, you called them. And I just think, you guys, that's a great idea, isn't it? Like, write down those pieces that are important, right? Why? So that people know so, because otherwise your kids are going to come in and go, what's that? I don't want, you know,
exactly.
I don't need that. So
exactly.
I'd love to hear some of the stories. I bet you've seen some really cool things.
And that's the most rewarding part of this is some of these people have such amazing stories to tell and they just want someone to listen. And going through and helping them sort through their memories, I mean, we found some incredible items. One incredibly lovely lady, we found her husband's World War II Navy album. And so we sat and flipped through it and I told her, you know, this is invaluable. And, you know, if she doesn't want to pass it down to family, then she might want to contact the Historical Society because that is such a huge piece of history. And another lady, her family kind of joke and they're like, we couldn't get mom to move. We really needed her to move forward. And, you know, you came in and you were very gentle but firm with her. And it kind of became a joke where we found these cassette tapes and they weren't opened. She's like, oh, I need those. And I said, okay, do you have a cassette player? And she thought, and she's like, no. I said, well, I guess we don't need those. And
exactly.
So her daughter would her daughter would joke with her and say, well, guess we don't have a cassette player when it was time to try to let go of things. You know, so it's just working with them and helping them retain their memories. And another lovely lady, we found a very special spot in our new home for her husband's ashes. And we made a special spot on this table in the sun. So it's just working with them and finding what's really important to them and realizing that what may seem small to us may be so important to them that we have to find, you know, room and space and just helping them sift through a lot of the sentiment and really take the things that will work and touch their heart the most.
We have to support them.
We do.
You know, I met a lady, Peggy, who is very passionate about the aging population. In fact, I know you guys are going to get together because she wants to start a senior citizen, like a rec center, like mm-hmm. a senior citizen center, I guess, for the aging population. And, you know, she was sharing some statistics about, you know, just right here in Peoria alone, you know, out of our 170,000 or so population, 15% of that are over the age of 65.
Oh, exactly. We are on the tail end of the greatest generation. Unfortunately, they're aging and dying. And so now we're getting to the silent generation. That's the generation that was born either before or during World War II. It's my mother's generation, my parents' generation. You know, and so we're dealing with a lot of people that were collectors, traveled a little bit more, so they have a lot of things, and they were savers because they grew up in these eras where you saved everything. And so now they have a lot of stuff, you know, and for the first time in ever, we have two generations downsizing. We have the silent generation, and we have my generation that are aging out of their large homes. So it's really trying to find avenues for the stuff and, you know, helping them realize that some things you have to let go of.
Yeah, it's not needed, but you got to support them. You got to support them.
Exactly.
Exactly. Support them through and help give them those resources that they need. I think it's, you know, what I have seen just in my own family experience is you have someone who says, I want to make this as easy as possible for everybody. I'm going to downsize myself and, you know, they're going to take care of all of that while they're still healthy and active so that no one has to come in and do it for them. And then you have someone who says, I'm going to live and die in this house. And they just don't want to downsize. What would you say to our listeners, maybe who are, you know, if you're dealing with let's say, an aging parent who's determined they're just going to, you know, stay where they are, but they need to downsize.
Right. You have to have their buy-in, which sometimes is difficult to get. So in those circumstances, I would maybe start to have some family dinners and just talking about some of the legacy pieces and saying, hey, you know, I would really love this desk, or I would really love this piece. Can I take it now? To try to get them incentivized to start decluttering and maybe getting rid of some of their pieces. And just, I always remind people that it's easier for you to make those decisions about where you want your things to go than in a crisis situation, relying on your family to now have to do this in a very short time frame. It's very stressful, you know, so working with them and getting them maybe thinking about starting to let a few things go. If you can get them motivated, then they will continue to start delving into some of the dark spaces, you know, the storage areas, and, you know, willing to donate items, willing to start letting things go.
And if they start sharing the story. So like if they, I think as you sit there and your persona, Lisa, is just so perfect. I think, you know, you're soft spoken and so kind in your words, even that you select. And I think once you, open the opportunity for them to start sharing stories with you. If they have someone like you.
Oh, most definitely.
Right? Like,
right.
It's hard. It's so close. When you're a person who is so related to your mom or your dad, or, you know, you can't see the forest or the trees, but if you bring in a third party.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes that opens the door and you can start to get them to start sharing those stories with you.
Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes easier to bring in an unrelated person that has no emotional attachment.
Yeah, I can see that totally. All right, guys, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. You are listening to my awesome guest, Lisa Frederick, this morning. She is the founder of Silver Evolutions. And just helping me kind of discuss our weekly winning word, support. Support is a great word because if someone is going to be successful, if you are going to be successful in whatever your goals or dreams are, you definitely, definitely need support. You need people going alongside you to cheer you on, to help and guide and help you get from point A to point B. And that's what we love to do with I've Decided. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals and dreams and be successful. So we want to provide you the support that you need and share resources. So if you've been listening, you know we are talking about providing support for the aging population. And maybe you're listening and you are in that aging population and you're thinking, oh, I probably should call Lisa. It's time to start thinking about downsizing and be prepared, and you don't want to put your family in a situation where they're in an emergency situation. Or, you know, maybe you have a parent, you're the child of a parent who is in that situation where it's time to downsize. But we've been having some great conversation, and while we were on break, Lisa, you mentioned that there were two types of people, and I've already decided which type I am. Maybe you guys can decide which type you are, but what are those?
Oh, definitely. There are, really, when it comes to downsizing, there's two types of people. There's keepers. Those are our sentimentalists, and they keep everything because they have emotional attachments to things, which makes it more difficult for them to downsize. But they're also the keeper of family lore and legacy, the family stories, the family pictures. And then you have throwers, and throwers are the I'm going to get it done kind of people. And they're like, I don't care what's in these boxes. I'm not dealing with this. They're out the door, which is great because they're going to downsize in record time, but they might be throwing out some incredible legacy pieces. And I'm talking about their parents' love letters. I'm talking about maybe an old lovely brooch or a lovely piece of jewelry that was stashed away in a box. So if you're out there thinking about downsizing, you kind of have to find a way to meet in the middle between being a keeper wanting to keep everything and a thrower wanting to just get it done and throw everything away. So sometimes I think my best advice is listen to your heart. listen to your heart and let it tell you whether this item really means something to you or if you're hanging on to it out of guilt. You know, maybe you're hanging on to it because your mother gave it to you or someone in the family gave it to you. So you have to acknowledge that and move beyond the guilt. I've had to do that too. Quick story. My mom passed away a couple of years ago. She left me some of her cookbooks. She was an amazing cook. She shared a love of cooking with me. Those are my legacy items. I will never get rid of my mom's cookbooks. She also left me some glass dishes. Quite honestly, I don't like them. I'll never use them. So I dusted them off. I really listened to my heart and decided I'm just storing theirs. They're taking up space, and I gave them a new home. So it's listening to your heart and helping to make some of those decisions about what it's time to let go of and what it's time to keep. And if you have any questions about value, now is the time to get your things appraised. Call in an appraiser and get their professional opinion about the value maybe of your artwork or some of your antique pieces. So you know going forward, it might help you make those decisions about letting go of some of those items or passing those items along.
So will you help with that? Like, so if someone, I mean, when you go in, when your organization, Silver Evolutions, if I called you to come help me with my mom, let's say when it's time for her to downsize, would you help organize, you know, who we need to call and help with that? Or what's your role exactly?
Oh,
with
certainly. The benefit, I've been in the Central Illinois market for years, so I've developed a lot of resources. And so I can come in and give them recommendations, like on having an estate sale rep and who are the reputable reps, come in and give them an idea of whether there's enough for an estate sale or who are some of the better auctioneers. And maybe we just put a few pieces in auction. Or maybe it makes sense to consign some of the pieces, you know. And then I also try to get an idea of the for donations, you know, who, what organization will take what donations. And then making those arrangements for pickups, making those arrangements for the estate sale reps to come and give them a quote, making arrangements for auctioneers to take a look, sending pictures to the auctioneers to see if there makes sense to put these pieces in auction.
So you actually do all of that?
I do. I do the legwork for them.
All the legwork.
And then I give them the options on what they would like to do. And if there are pieces they want to ship to family members, then I'll make those arrangements to have those pieces shipped for them as well.
That's awesome. So it just kind of makes a time in your life that could be a little stressful. It makes it a little easier by giving them that support.
Oh, definitely. And if they know that they've got that support, then a lot of times it's easier for them to move forward and take the next step. Because what I've found many times is people are reluctant. They're like, well, I don't know what to do with all my stuff and I've lived here forever. But once they make that next step and they've moved on, and a lot of times they're moving into a situation where they're going to have better socialization, they're going to be more secure, they often say, oh my gosh, I should have done this years ago.
They're just, it's the fear of the unknown, isn't it?
It is. We're all afraid of change and the fear of the unknown. So it is just being there to hold their hand and kind of walk them through the whole process.
Yes, and give them that support that they
need.
Oh,
exactly. Gentle support.
Okay, so are you a thrower? That's what you call them, right? A thrower?
I'm a thrower.
You're a thrower,
I'm a thrower.
I am definitely a thrower. And you want to know something else, though? I think in our generation, my generation, and even definitely younger than my generation, I think a lot of people are coming up as throwers because don't you think we kind of live in a disposable world today?
When you talk about, like, my daughter, her generation, the millennials, they travel light. They move around a lot for their work, and they don't want the big, heavy pieces of furniture. No way do they want the china that you can't put in the dishwasher and the heavy pieces of silver that have to be polished. They do travel light. They're called the Target and IKEA generation. You know, and so that's playing into it.
We're not creating any legacy pieces here because you're buying living room suits that are like $1,000 and in 10 years you want a new one.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's it. You know, and it's kind of sad in a way, but yeah. In another way, you know, they don't put as much importance on things as, you know, our parents' generation, as we even did. It's kind of funny. I had an estate sale rep, and he's told me that we have followed my generation, what our grandparents had. You know, they had the formal living room. When you got married, you signed up for China. Where our kids are following what our parents grew up with, and that's the mid-century modern, more of the streamlined.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother issue in itself.
Exactly.
But right now, we definitely, based on the statistics, have plenty of aging adults who need your services at this point. Whether it you're in the situation or you know someone who's in the situation. So we'll be back in just a few minutes to talk more with Lisa Frederick of Silver Evolution. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And I am talking to the awesome Lisa Frederick. She is the founder of Silver Evolution. And we just kind of been diving into our weekly winning word this week, which is support. And of course, talking about how she provides a service that gives lots of awesome support to our aging community as they transition and downsize from their big home to a smaller home, or maybe even into a retirement center. But I do want to give a shout out also to our business members of I've Decided, because without them, we would not be able to do this show. We have awesome resources for you to help you achieve your goals and dreams, and would love for you to check them out. So when you have a moment, please head over to our website at ivedecided.org and check out those resources that we have available to help you achieve your goals and dreams. And by the way, if you have not joined our community yet, here's your invite. Please, I'm asking you to become a community member of I've Decided so that you can get started on your journey to success and get all those resources and the motivation that you need. And you can start getting the weekly winning resource every week with your weekly winning word, and get your success planner and journal, and take those steps and move in the right direction towards success and whatever you want to accomplish. That's what it's all about. So we are talking to an awesome resource today, Lisa. I love what you're doing. I think it's so needed. It's like, duh, like, it's just a no-brainer. I'm so glad you took that leap of faith that you did and started this business. And I do want to make sure we're clear, too, that this is very personal for you. And if you guys reach out to Lisa, if you've been listening to the show and you're in a position where you really need to talk to someone and start taking some steps and downsizing, they're going to actually get to talk to you, right, Lisa?
Right. I will come in and do a free home evaluation. I sit down and I find out what's important to them, what their goals are, what they're hoping to achieve. And then I'll go back and put together a plan for them. And we'll sit down and talk about the plan. And I will always be part of the process. I am there throughout every job. If I need assistance, which sometimes I do, if it's a big job, then I will bring in women that are well vetted, that I trust explicitly. And I try to do open communication at all times with the family members as well. And I can work with all of the resources available, you know, realtors, if they're trying to sell the house, carpenters, if some carpentry needs to be done to get the house ready. So I kind of just have a whole circle of resources that I can work with in helping them, but I'm always there, always ready to talk to the kids, always ready to sit down with them and talk about the plan, and maybe, you know, maybe doing some additional work, or maybe, you know, it's not going to take as much time as we thought, but always keeping them in the loop.
I just, you know, there's probably so many things, guys, that we don't think about when we're transitioning or downsizing. And so as I'm sitting here listening to you talk, Lisa, I think how awesome just to have that third party person, someone who's going, oh, by the way, don't forget you need to do this, or about, you know, here's something you may want to think about, or something you that, you know, the experience that you bring to the table.
Exactly. And when it comes to Move Dan, I've learned this from experience. You know, it's often important to make sure that they're ready for that day and make sure they've got their box ready with their medicines, and they've got their bag packed with the you know, clean clothes change, because it's going to take a day or two to get them organized. So it's just kind of walking them through the whole process and trying to make them aware of everything that could possibly happen so that they're prepared. And, you know, and they feel more comfortable then with the whole process, especially the move day, because it's a very hectic, busy day. So it's putting the plans in place and being there to supervise those plans.
Nice. And they can count on you to do that. Now, do you do a consultation with each person? They're listening and they want to know, how do they get in touch with you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the next step? They get in touch with you? Do you come do kind of like a consultation, or what's that process?
I do. They can call me or email me, and then I will call them and set up a time convenient for them, and I'll come to their home. I do a walkthrough. I will ask them if it's okay if I take some pictures. I poke into those dark spaces that we all want to avoid, the garages, the attics, the, you know, the dusty old closets. And then I will get back to them, and I will actually come back and sit down with them personally and go over a plan of attack and estimate how many hours I think it's going to take, and just make everything up front.
And then they can make their decision in the direction that they want to go.
Exactly. And they can use some of my services or all of my services. They might have me just come in and do decluttering to get the house ready to sell. They might have me come in, sort and pack. They might feel comfortable during the unpacking themselves. So it's whatever they're comfortable with.
Oh, so that you've got some a la carte services too.
Exactly.
It's not like the whole shebang or nothing.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, that's
exactly
awesome. Okay, so what's your email address? How would they, do you have a website?
Or? I do. My website is www.silverevolutions.com. My email is lisa@silverevolutions.com. And my main phone number is 309-696-5592. And I do work with, like I said, some assistants, but I always have all of the contacts routed through me, because I'm the one that's going to make the decisions and do the initial consultation, and I'm going to be with them from start to finish.
And that just sounds so comforting.
I hope so.
It really does. I mean, if I, you know, I'm thankful right now that we're not at that position. But like I said, you know, there will come a time. It's too bad you don't live down in Alabama. My poor sister is having to deal with things with my dad, and he's one of those keepers.
Oh, I know. We all have them, and you know, you can be a keeper and a thrower at the same time. So I'm mainly a thrower, but sometimes I'm a keeper too.
And I always think, one of these days I'm going to turn on the TV and they're going to have my dad on American Pickers. I'm going to see his yard, his house with all the trucks and all the things that he's just like cannot part with, even though he can barely walk anymore. You know, it's like, it's time to part, you know.
I actually had a lady shed a funny story. She said, well, I'm getting rid of things now because I know that my hearse will be followed by a Goodwill truck because my kids don't want any of my stuff.
And I hate hearing that too, because I don't want my mom to think that I don't want any of her things. It's just that you don't want any of her, you know.
I know. So I tell people, make the decisions now so your kids don't have to later.
All right. You guys reach out to Lisa. You won't regret it. Thanks for tuning in to the I've Decided Radio Show today. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?